After a slow start, Massachusetts officials are accelerating efforts to get COVID-19 vaccines into the arms of people across the state.
If your appointment is at 11 o'clock, please come on in. We need a 6 feet social distance. Please come on in.
After a rocky few days that saw elderly people by the hundreds waiting hours in line outside in the cold and snow at a mass vaccination site in Springfield, things went considerably smoother Wednesday.
Very, very organized, very fast, very little waiting. The longest thing was to wait there for 15 minutes to make sure you were okay. It was wonderful.
Lorna O'Connor gave a thumbs up after being vaccinated. Democratic State Senator Eric Lesser, who has been highly critical of the vaccination rollout under the direction of Republican Governor Charlie Baker, toured the vaccination site operated by Curative at the Eastfield Mall in Springfield and said there have been significant improvements there.
It's very clear that there was a lack of supervision, there was a lack of quality control, there was a lack of oversight from the state.
Among the changes at the Springfield site, the only large-scale COVID vaccination clinic in western Massachusetts, are the deployment of National Guard medical personnel to help Curative staff with the actual vaccinations and an agreement with the mall manager to let people wait inside when their appointment time is called. The state announced that 50,000 appointments will be available for booking starting Thursday at the mass vaccination sites in Springfield, Gillette Stadium, Fenway Park, and in Danvers. In another effort to pick up the vaccination pace, the state announced that a younger person who accompanies a senior resident to a vaccination appointment can also make an appointment to be vaccinated the same day. Despite the early missteps that included a hard-to-navigate online appointment system, the state reported Tuesday that more than 900,000 doses of vaccine have been administered, a 40% increase from the beginning of the month. 46% of the state's approximately 430,000 residents who are 75 and older were vaccinated in just the first week of eligibility.
We frankly had nowhere to go but up in a lot of respects. I think we were 48th of states in the country in one analysis or one metric that was put out recently. So they're undeniably getting better. Some of this, as the federal government expands its capacity, as the federal government starts sending doses directly to pharmacies, you're going to see a lot more access ramp up.
The state will be adding more vaccination capacity with two more large-scale sites in Natick and Dartmouth scheduled to open later this month. But Democratic State Representative Carlos Gonzalez of Springfield said these mass vaccination sites are not the answer to getting vaccine to blacks and Hispanics who live in high-density neighborhoods.
We know that the black and brown communities, most importantly, have not been vaccinated, not only in the city of Springfield, but the state of Massachusetts.
Last week, 10 Springfield city councilors sent a letter to Governor Baker asking for vaccine to be allocated to the city's health department for use at neighborhood clinics. Springfield Health and Human Services Commissioner Helen Calton Harris, addressing a meeting of the council's COVID-19 Response Committee Tuesday, said there is the potential the state will assign vaccine to the city for local clinics.
It is not concrete yet. There are conversations that are currently happening. I do not have a final outcome at this point.
City officials have identified 10 sites that could be used for neighborhood vaccination clinics and are making plans to staff the sites with local college students enrolled in health care programs. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.